Blog Talk Radio.
What you gonna do today? Help me. What you gonna do?
Oh, come on, let's praise the Lord. Get in an atmosphere of love and adoration to our God. Praise God. Praise God. It's because of Him that we are who we are. It's because of Him that has loved us with an everlasting love. It's because of Him He gave His only begotten Son to die for us. Way back on Calvary. Now He's everything. He's everything. Yes, You are, Lord. You are everything. You are everything. Surely, Lord. Praise God. Praise God. Whatever you need now, as we call it out, if you need peace tonight, and just worship God, worship Him, because of who He is to you and what He's doing in your life at this time, praise God, hallelujah. Oh, just tell Him that You are my provider, God. Anything that I need, You said You provide. You reign, O God, in victory. You give me victory over every situation, over every trial. Oh, when that enemy comes in like a flood and try to tear you apart. Oh, God. Oh, God. Just tell God You'll worship Him no matter what. Yes, Lord. You are listening to God's favorite radio program coming to you live on Block Talk Radio. Praise God. Have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls, maybe slain by the bullet, or whatever you may be going through tonight? God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." What is it that you're battling with tonight? God will intervene. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, mind, and soul. Praise God. We just had another shooting and lost a number of people. Our people, we need to pray. Just pray. Pray even the more. God told us to pray in season and out of season. Praise God. We don't know when the enemy is going to step in your way. We don't know what it's going to be or what it's going to. Those people never thought, had no idea that this was just somebody would go in a random shooting in Kalamazoo, Michigan, and just start shooting down the people from one place to another. The enemy is loose. He's on a rampage. We must stay prayed up and knowing who God is to us. Don't give any account to the devil, because he come to steal, kill, and destroy. Praise God. Hallelujah. He's seeking whom he may devour. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come before You tonight, Lord God, knowing, oh God, who You are to us, oh God. We ask You to forgive us of our sin, wash us and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. God, anything that, oh God, in us, oh God, that shouldn't be, we ask You to remove it tonight, God. We need You, Lord. We need You in times like this, oh God. And Father, we pull down every principality and every power and every stronghold, everything that exalts itself in high places. We pull it down in the name of Jesus, that no weapons formed against us shall prosper in the name of Jesus. Lord God, hear your people cry tonight. Hear your people call tonight. Hear God, oh, call God, the call, oh God, is going forward, God. Oh God, save my family. Save my son. Save my daughter, Lord. Save them, oh God, from the wraths of sin, oh God. Save them, oh God, from drugs and alcohol and abuse, oh God. Save them, oh God. Oh, Father, I pray that, oh, God, children, oh, God, will be saved, oh, God, at an early age. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the blood of Jesus, we plead the blood of Jesus over them in the name of Jesus. Praise God, praise God, praise God, praise God. God, come into our midst tonight. Hear us, oh, God, as we call upon you, Jesus, as we praise and give adoration unto you, Jesus, because we need you, dear Jesus. We need you. My Father, oh God, to come in, because Lord God, oh God, we all have different needs, oh God, and we know, God, that they can be met through you, Lord God. Oh Father, in the name of Jesus, Father, we sing our hallelujahs to you, we sing our praises to you, we give our adoration to you, Lord God. Oh Father, touch that marriage tonight, God, that's hurting, that's broken, God. Touch that man, that woman, God. Give them to love again like you want them to love, God. They can't do it within themselves, God, because they're in the flesh. God, they have to get in the spirit with you, Lord. Oh, Father, touch that woman, God. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Oh, God, don't let her be a brawler, God. Oh, God, driving him away, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you do and what you're going to do. Because, God, we believe, God, that you can do great things, mighty things, awesome things, because you are an awesome God. Yes, you are. You are awesome in all your ways. Oh, God, you are awesome. Oh, God, in everything that you do. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God. Lord, you said our mouth, oh God, can tear down the weapons and can tear down Satan's enemy, oh God. So we come, God, using our mouth, oh God, as a weapon to tear down the enemy's camp, God. Oh, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, we go in and we command him to go. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. Oh, Father, that one that may be fighting with some financial issues, God. Lord God, you are the provider, God. You just said it in the song, God. Oh, God, you, oh, God, Father God, provides, God, where there seemeth to be no way, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God. And God, oh God, God, you will love us through everything that we go through, Lord God, as long as we fall before you and ask your forgiveness, God, in every way, in every capacity of our lives. In the name of Jesus, Lord, touch that son and that daughter and bring them home. In Jesus' name, remove, oh God, everything, oh God, if they are a prodigal son or daughter that have strayed, oh God, bring them home, oh God, Father God, that mother won't be worried, oh God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, oh God, let her know how to treat her children, God, let them know how to treat their mother, oh God, oh Father God, you said children, obey your parents, but this is good, oh God, in the Lord, oh praise God. Father God, we know, Lord God, that you, oh God, answers our prayers when we call upon you. Oh, praise the name of Jesus. Lord, we give you thanks, because you said in everything to give thanks, for this is the will that concerneth you. We give you thanks, 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 thanksgiving unto our God, in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Praise God. Well, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host, Sister Peggy Biden, and then I'll be right back with you. Praise God.
We thank you, Lord, for this wonderful day. And yes, this is God's favorite radio program featuring Pastor Evangelist Vivian George, You may reach us at God's Favorites, Post Office Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana 70073. Area code 504-347-5797. Our number to call in to listen to our program is area code 714-409-0578. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Call a friend and tell them God's Favorite Radio Program is on the air and you would like to hear God's blessings. On Friday night, we have Victorious Living, which is part of God's Favorite Radio Program, featuring Minister Janice Williams at 7 p.m. Again, that number is 714-409-0578. Isn't it wonderful that you can listen on Sunday at 7 p.m. and on Friday at 7 p.m. and hear God's Word? Something that is going out good, a blessing to the Lord would be if you would call and give us a great testimony or just call and give a victorious report. We would like to pray with you. We would like to know your needs, that we can agree in with you and bring it to God's throne. Today we have a thank you letter from one of our guys that we send cards to. Isn't it wonderful that ministry doesn't have to always be in church? It can be a ministry and cards and a greeting and a telephone call. Yes, that's what God's Favorite Ministry is all about. He thanked us for sending the cards, and he also gave us his new address where we could send them more to him. Jesus is blessing all over, no matter whether your son or your daughter is in prison bars, behind those prison bars. God can always reach them. He never has a hand that is shortened, that he cannot reach out, and he can touch people. Isn't it wonderful that we can give God's word out over the air? Our prayer request tonight is for Mrs. Carter, for our dear friend Arlene, our dear friend Miss Alma, also for Kathy and Maria and Florinda. These are people that need our prayers. They need uplifting. They need comfort. And we also want to take and pray for people without jobs, people that need work, people that would find sufficient jobs that would help them meet their financial distress. Also, we go and we read about many people that's having difficulty with their health, heart problems, eye problems, and we just want you all to keep on praying that God will bless these people. There's hurting people out there. There's people that need prayer continuously. And remember, there's not a prayer that God don't hear. Whether it's a weak prayer, whether it's a strong prayer, whether it's just mumble a few words to God, you call upon the name of the Lord and he will hear you. Give him your troubles to him. Let him know that he is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and he can ask, because if we don't ask, we won't get our blessings. In Psalms 98, it says, sing to the Lord a new song, because he has done miracles. By his right hand and holy arm, he has won the victory. The Lord has made known his power to save. He has shown the other nations his victory for his people. He has remembered his love and his loyalty to the people of Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen God's power to save. Shout with joy to the Lord, all the earth. Burst into song and make music. Make music to the Lord with harps and sounds of singing. Blow the trumpets and the sheep's horn. Shout for joy to the Lord the King. Let the sea and everything in it shout. Let the world and everyone in it sing. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord. Isn't that wonderful? We can sing a praise. We can hum a praise. We can give a praise unto the Lord. Many other countries don't have this privilege. Most people are not able to do that and worship God freely like how we can. But let's keep praying for them and give them a word of knowledge of what God has given you. Let them know that He is still the King of Kings. Yes, no matter what troubles, what distress we go through today, God is still the King of Kings. And He can carry us through without any problems because He lets us go through those battles to give us the strong arm and the assurance that He is still the King of Kings. Thank you for listening. Call someone and tell them to listen to God's favorites. You're on the air, and may you have a blessed week.
Thank you, Sister Peggy. Thank you, Sister Peggy. Well, we're going to continue from where we stopped off for Valentine's Day because we know a lot of Valentine people got married for Valentine's Day, and we were teaching on the marriage vows. We don't want you to forget it. Don't get stagnated. So we're going to continue since Valentine Day is over. And we're going to continue the balance where we stopped off because we had to go off the air. But we were speaking on keeping your marriage vows because so many people, the devil come in and distract them, and they get distracted, and then they want to give up. They want to give up. This is not the time for giving up. This is the time for fighting. This is the time that the devil going to come in and try to steal, kill, and destroy the family. And we do this because everything starts with the family. God created the family first. And if we can get the family back in order, then we can say that our sons and daughters will be better in order. Praise God. So we start off with the family, and we teach about the family in this ministry to help you to stay on course because that is the beginning, okay? So, and then God also teaches love because He is love. And we have to teach love because if we don't love each other whom we see each day, how can we say that we love God? How can we say that we love our mates? How can a man say he loves his wife? How can a man treat his wife right? How can a woman know how to treat her husband if we don't go back to the beginning of the word? Praise God. Hallelujah. So we stop that vows made by the husband. Will you have this woman? And that's in Genesis 2, 21 through 25. And it said, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. Praise God. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh, and she shall be called woman, because she was taken out of the man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and his mother, and shall cling to his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed. Now, as you see here, God created this. And sometimes we just need to get things in our memory and in our mind, as our pastor was teaching today, when it comes to the things of God, you got to get God's things in your mind. See, you got to deal with the mind and the soul and the spirit, not the flesh. You want to deal with God in the spirit because God is spirit. Praise God. So we need to get these things accredited in our mind so that we can know how to deal with each other. Praise God. And let's look at another one. To be thy wedded wife. And we go over to Proverbs 31. Praise God. So turn with me over there to Proverbs 31. Praise God. And let's see what it says. Praise God. Because, you know, I tell you, we have so many marriages want to break up. They get married for Valentine's Day or for special holidays, and then they feel like, hey, I just decided I don't want to be married. But that's not what God ordained. That's not what God said. So Proverbs 31, 28 and 29. Her children rises up and call her blessed, her husband also, and he praises her. Many daughters have done virtuous, but thou excellest them all. And, you know, we want to be like God wants us to be. We want to be women that God called women to be, to know how to treat their husband and their children. Don't you know it's a pleasure when a man can look at his wife and see all the beauty of her instead of cursing her out all the time and nagging and fussing? God didn't ordain it like that. That's the flesh. So we need the spiritual realm to be in our families. Praise God. Hallelujah. And also, if you go on over there to Ecclesiastes, Ecclesiastes 9:9, it says, live joyfully with the wife whom thou lovest all the days of thy life, of thy vanity, which he has given thee under the sun, all the days of thy vanity. For that is thy portion in this life, and in thy labor, which thou takest under the sun. We are to live joyfully with one another. Live joyfully. You should be happy with one another. But somewhere we let that go out. You know why? Because we don't have the love of God abiding in our hearts, in our mind, in our soul, in our spirit. We have to have the love of God first. God told us first. He gave us two commandments, the love thy Lord, and the pastor was on that today. He was teaching on love today, and I said, oh, my God, the pastor is teaching on just what I'm teaching on today. And he said, two commandments is to love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, thy mind, and thy soul. He didn't say anything about the flesh. Uh-oh. And that's where most people is trying to love from. They trying to love from a fleshly part, and the Bible said there is no good thing that lies in the flesh. So how can you love me in the flesh? You got to love me in the spirit, in the mind, and in the soul, soulish realm where God dwells. Praise God. Hallelujah. This is so valid and so important for all of us, whether we are married or whether we are friends or whether we are whatever walk of life you in, we have to know how to treat each other. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to know how to love each other. We have to know how to deal with each other, whether it's in the home or whether it's at work or wherever you may be. We have to learn how to get along with each other. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that this is a blessing to you, because truly, when I study love, I know that is God. It's God. Love is of God because God is love. Praise God. Hallelujah. And so let's look at another verse, Ephesians. Praise God. Ephesians, and that's 4:31. Praise God. Let's go to Ephesians 4:31. Praise God. Here we are. 4:31 says, 31:32. Let all, did you hear what the word said? Let all bitterness and wrath and anger and clamor and evil speaking be put away from you with all malice. Now, that's for everybody. It's not just only for married couples tonight. It's for, even though I am speaking to them because they just got married, but also to you, your husband and your wife, your home, your people abroad out in the street. And be ye kind one to another, tenderhearted, forgiving one another. You know, I was talking to someone this morning before I went to church, and I was teaching them on love because they said this person had slandered their name. And I told her, honey, you got to look at yourself. You can't look at what the other person done you. You got to look at yourself. You got to ask God to forgive you. I said, you got to get the mote out of your own eye before you can get the plank out of somebody else because you are imperfect. Uh-oh. You know, sometimes we don't want to hear the truth, but the truth will set you free. Praise God. You got to first search yourself, and I said, that will, honey, that will take the rest of your life of trying to get the mote out of your own eye because you are imperfect. We live in imperfect bodies. We are fleshly beings, but we also, God told us to walk in the spirit so that we won't fulfill the lust of the flesh. Oh, my God. Oh, if we could just get it, if we could just get it, we would be better off. Don't you know we would live in a better world if we would only get God's word? I told her, she said, well, I think there's a time you need to pull away from a friend. I said, no, a friend sticketh close than a brother. You'll pull away from associates. You can pull away from, but a real friend, I never want to lose. A real friend will go with you till death do you part. That's for husbands and wives as well. It's till death do you part. I don't ever want to depart with a real friend. I don't know about you, but that's the way I feel in my heart. I'm not talking about an associate. I'm not talking about somebody playing your friend. But I'm talking about somebody that will be there when you're sick, when you're poor, when you're rich, when you're down, when you're out, when you're crying, when everything is just breaking down and it just seems though nothing is going right. That friend gonna be right there ushering you along. I'm talking about a real friend. Because God said a real friend sticketh closer than any brother. I mean somebody who's gonna stick closer than you and your family. But I asked her, did she have a real friend? No, you don't have a real friend. Because a real friend, you won't think about giving up on. My God. I tell you, you need to call someone to listen to this lesson tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Do you search yourself tonight and ask you, do I have a real friend? Do I have a real friend? Check yourself. First, you got to check yourself and ask you, will you be a real friend? You got to first, that's why I say, you got to check yourself first. Will you be a real friend? Well, how far will you go for another person? How far? You know, God has asked me that once before. How far will you go? How far will your love extend for another person? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Check it out, y'all. Check it out. Okay, let's go to another verse then. Praise God. Hallelujah. We were just at Ephesians. Okay, let's look at Ephesians again right there. Ephesians 5 and 22. And it says, wives, submit yourselves to your own husband as unto the Lord. Wives, submit yourselves. We got too many women going to other men for advice instead of their own and sitting down and ironing this thing out with their husband. You can iron it out right there. God will help you. All you got to do is ask him. All you got to do is go pray. All you got to do is fall down on your knees before God and ask him for your help in your home. Then if you can't get it, but you got to wait on God, too. You can't be impatient. Because God tells us how to wait. 1 Corinthians 7, 1 through 5. 1 Corinthians chapter 7, 1 through 5. And it says, having therefore promises, dearly beloved, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit. Did you hear what I said? That's what I just told you earlier. You're dealing with the flesh. You got to cleanse yourself from that. Perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Receive us. We have wronged no man. We have corrupted no man. We have defrauded no man. I speak not this to condemn you, for I have said before that ye are in our heart to die and to live with you. Great is my boldness of speech. I thought I had the wrong scripture, but I do. Toward you, great is my glorying of you. I am filled with comfort. I am exceedingly joyful in all our tribulations. For when we were come into Macedonia, our flesh had no rest. There ain't no rest in your flesh. You're going to be always up and down because you're letting the flesh rule. Get out of the flesh. But we were troubled on every side without fighting. Within were fears. Nevertheless, God, that comforted those that are cast down, comforted us by the coming of Titus, and not by his coming only, but by the consolation wherewith he was comforted in us. God will comfort you in anything that you're going through. That's why you ought to be patient. He ain't going to jump because you want him to jump, because you want him to jump. You got to go before God in patience, praise God. Your mourning, your fervent mind toward me, so that I rejoice the more. Praise God. Praise God. Holler. That's after God's own ordinance. That's when you make a decree after God's own ordinance. In the estate of matrimony, Hebrew 13 and 4 says, Hebrews 13, marriage is honorable in all, and the bed is undefiled. But homemongers and adulterers God will judge. Praise God. See, we got to get into the... I think when we're doing, as I said before, when we are doing marriage seminar, we have to really teach them these things and let them know, hey, God won't be pleased with this. You got to be honest before God. You got to come into his presence believing that he's going to take care of you. We got to put God first. We got to put God first. Go to Colossians 3 and 19. Praise God. Colossians 3 and 19 says, husband, love your wives. Be not bitter against them. We got so many bitter men against their wives. And they in the church, and they call themselves praying, and God said your prayers won't be heard. Ah, Lord, have mercy. You see why the church is stagnated? Oh, my God. You see why the church is stagnated? Man cannot carry out God's orders if he don't know how to deal with the person that he's with. Praise God. Honor and keep her. Romans 12 and 10 says, Be kindly, affectionate one to another with brotherly love, in honor, preferring one another. In brotherly love, preferring one another. Honey, I don't ever want to be without you. And if it's a friend, honey, I don't ever want to be without your friendship. Because I love you with the love of the Lord. Praise God. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Romans 13:7 says, render therefore to all their dues, tribute to whom tribute is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. Owe no man anything but love one another, for he that loveth another has fulfilled the law. I goes around and tell nobody, everybody, when I talk to people, God tells me not to owe no man nothing but love. I'm going to try to love this thing, and I told this person that I was talking to this morning. I'm trying to love this thing, too. That's the greatest commandment that God said that hangs on the law. That'll cover all things if we only know how to love each other. Praise God. 1 Peter 3. I'm taking you through the teaching tonight. 1 Peter 3. 7 through 9. Likewise, ye husbands, dwell with them according to knowledge, giving honor unto the wife as unto the weaker vessel, and being heirs together of the grace of life. Heirs is two people joined heirs together. Let nothing separate them. That your prayers be not hindered. And if not, your prayers going to be hindered, as I said before. Praise God. Oh, praise God. Finally, be ye all of one mind, having compassion one of another, love as brethren, be pitiful, be courteous. Sure, we're going to have dark days. Sure, the devil going to try to do things and try to tear us apart. But, hey, we know how to love. Praise God. We know what God has said. Praise God. We know how to get in there and fight this good of fight of faith. Praise God. So, the solemn promise is, I take thee to be my wedded husband and wife, to have and to hold from this day forward, for better or worse, for richer or poor, in sickness and health, to love, cherish, and obey, till death do us part, according to God's order. Sometime when the pastor reads this, it flies off the handle and it's gone. Be commitment with this ring I beware. With all my worldly goods I be endowed in the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Ghost. Amen. Exodus 20:7. Repeat it and it fly off the handle. They go on and it's gone. To the wife who sees that she has not been faithful to her vows, also admit her failures, confess all her sins to God, decide and make change and begin to do better. Pray strongly that God will give her the grace to keep her marriage vows. Women, you got to pray. You got to pray. The Bible tells us, And James, and we go over there, 1:22. Go over there to James, 1:22. Praise God. Hallelujah. James 1:22 says, be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. Oh, my God. Praise God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be ye doers of the word and not just hearers. And see, that is what is happening in a lot of marriages. They hear it, but they are not keeping it. It goes right on out. It flies right on out the window. It flies right on out the window, and nobody is being obedient to God. Word. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, even though we teach from the beginning of the Word of God, because I believe in the whole Word, we pray for mothers that have lost their sons. We pray for marriages. We pray for daughters and whatever. And we pray for those that are on drugs, those behind prison walls, those that have given us their son's or daughter's address to write them behind prison walls. We do that. We pray for healing in every aspect of your life. We want you to be healed in every way. We pray for the needs, and we ask you, if you have a son or a daughter that needs us to send, because we will send out the word of God and pray for them. If you want them on our list, you can send it to us. Just call us at, write it to our P.O. Box, God's Favorite, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana. God's Favorite, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70072. If you have a prayer request of anything and you don't want to say it over the air, write us at God's Favorite, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. If you are going through a difficult marriage, if you're going through difficult times in life, you need someone to pray with you, to share with you, call us at 504-347-5797. That is area code 504-347-5797. We do call. If you would like to meet with us, call us, and we will set up a meeting to meet with you, to pray with you, to talk with you, to in any way that we can. We're reaching out to help heal your hurts. That's what Jesus said. I asked the person this morning what you think that we are on this earth for. God didn't put us on this earth just for ourselves, but he put us here to mingle with each other. We are here to help each other. God ain't going to come down. He has given us. And we ought to have the love of God in our hearts to share it with you, to help you. When you are weak, I am strong. When I'm weak, you are to be strong. Or else we will find somebody who is strong to be there with us, to pray with us, to share with us. You may be going through a grief that is so hard that you can't get past. Some people grieve differently. Some people don't want to let go of the loved ones because they have loved them, or else because they have wronged them. That's why we try to teach you this love pattern. Because love goes beyond your little mind can think of. Let it go deeper. But if we get into God's Word, yes, if we get into God's Word and study that love out and let it go deep down in our hearts, God will help us to love. Have I arrived? No. Oh, but I seek God's love every day. I want more, more, more of God's love. I want God to just dwell his love in me so much to, oh, everywhere I go, everywhere my foot's trod, love is coming. Here comes love. I tell people every day, I try not to let a person go by. I don't care where they are. If I'm in the gym, I tell them I love them because I want to live out love. I want to share my love. I want to give my love. I want to help in whatever way I can to love people. Because, see, I recognized a long time ago the greatest thing that I can do, and I just shared it with you, the greatest thing in life that you can do is love God with all your heart, your mind, and soul, and love your neighbor as yourself. And he said, how can you say you love me when you don't love them whom you see each day? So it's got to be. It's got to be. It can't be no other way. You have to love them whom you see each day. And love is not about saying it. It's about doing it. I went to 2 nursing homes this past week, to show my face, to let them know I love them, to see what I could do. I will be going back as long as they are there to share my love with them. They need to see a face. They don't need me to say I love you and not showing my face. Love is action. Love is doing. Reaching out. Sharing the word. Laughter. Bringing some laughter in their hearts. Oh, did they? They were so happy. When they saw my face, they called my name. They hugged me. I hugged them because I wanted my love from my arms to reach around them. There are 3 nursing homes I have to go in. One I went in before Christmas, and it's time for me to go back to that one again to reach out. There is so much for us to do when it's walking in love. There's so much that we have to cover. If you don't have a nursing home to go in, you have a street to be on. If you don't want to go on your street, it's on your job. You need to learn how to get along with the person on your job. If not, it's for your son or daughter in your home. Or going to the prison and visiting. Somebody might need a healing. And you might need uplifting. You can believe God, but show your face. It's so important for us to walk in God's love and fulfill the purpose that is set before us. Many times we can say what we're going to do and never get around to doing it. But with God, all things are possible. Praise God. Praise God. So we want to love. We want to love. This month of February have been the love month, they call it. And people have been doing all types of things and saying it's love. But true love goes all the way and it never ends. That's what I like about it. It never ends. And as I told this person today, I don't ever want my love to end for a person. She said, oh, but you know, some people just have to move out of your way. I said, maybe so, but I don't ever want to stop loving them. No matter who they are, what they have done, I don't ever want to stop loving anybody. And if I can reach out to them. And I'm going to tell you why I said that. There was once upon a time God told me I didn't want to love a person that was dead. That was years ago. And God said, you have to love him if I had to bring him back. And I said, oh, my God, if you would bring him back from the dead, I would have to. Yes. So that's how I got love. Some people say, I don't understand how you can get that type of love. Because God have to put that kind of love in your heart. And he did it for me one day, many, many years ago. If he would bring that person back from the dead, because I was so angry with him. But you see, God wants us to love no matter what. Praise God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. May I bless you tonight. Praise God. May the Lord bless and keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. May he lift up his countenance towards you and give you peace this week.
May you not have no lack. May you be going in and you're coming out. May you have peace that passes all understanding. May your home be blessed, your children be blessed. May you bless someone else this week. Because the more you give out, God will do back for you. Just learn how to reach out to others and don't worry about yourself. And see what God won't do for you. Yes, I can tell you that by experience, God will truly, 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 truly bless you. He's not a God that he shall lie. But he will pick you up from where you are, and you will look and you will say, oh, look what the Lord has done. Praise God. Well, be back here with us next Sunday night. We'll be so glad to have you, but bring somebody along. That's how you reach out in love. Just bring somebody along and tell them to be on God's favorites with us tonight. Okay? Have a good night. Bye-bye.